Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
WWE are planning a major gimmick match in Saudi Arabia. Plus, are AEW talent worried about their spots in the company? And a top New Japan team is making its Impact Wrestling debut. For Friday, January the 14th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Barbaric Elimination Chamber weighs 32,000 pounds, 16 tons, and it will imprison the ring and six superstars. Those pods have a half inch of Lexan glass, and you're chained inside. The only way out is for the referee to open that door.
The steel floor is exactly level with the ring floor.
The chamber is designed to shorten careers and create legends. Six warriors will enter this calloused coliseum.
These men are playing Russian roulette with their careers in this environment.
Many succumb to defeat, but those few who survive the massive steel structure go on to greatness.
Are you willing to hurt? Are you willing to play through pain? Are you willing to shorten your career?
The headline, WrestleMania.
That steel is unrelenting.
Look at the carnage.
The winner of this match advances to WrestleMania.
What has this match done to these gladiators?
Who will survive the Elimination Chamber?
We've seen the greatest Royal Rumble there. We have seen Hell in a Cell there. And it looks as if next month we will see the Elimination Chamber in Saudi Arabia. So WWE have a big show in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia planned for next month, February the 19th, to be exact. And with that, according to Fightful Select, there are plans in place to do something big and something brand new. So for the first time ever, hold an Elimination Chamber match outside of America. Fightful say, as of now, the working plan is for the Elimination Chamber match and structure to be at the Saudi Arabia show in February. Tentative preparation for the Elimination Chamber to take place in Saudi Arabia has been going on since the last show there in November, which is when Fightful first heard rumor of this event. So this would mean that the February tradition, the Elimination Chamber, not being held on American soil for the first time, but instead going towards the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And this is a continued move by WWE to make those Saudi Arabia shows a little more canon rather than just sort of one-off massive productions, like make them more in line with the WWE product and making it more a more intrinsic part of the road to WrestleMania by having the Elimination Chamber there is a major part of that. Of course, at this point, we don't know specifics on who will be in it, whether it will be for a championship, whether it will be for a contendership. At this point, we simply do not know. But what we do know is the feature, the gimmick match itself, the Elimination Chamber structure is going to Saudi Arabia. And when we know more about it, we'll let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Certainly an elephant in the room amongst AEW fans, this one. Is there concern among AEW talent of losing their spots in the promotion? We have seen so many great names coming in to AEW, and that might very well be the case if the words of Ring of Honor ambassador Kerry Silkin is anything to go by. So Silkin got to go backstage recently at an AEW taping, and he talked about what he saw in a conversation with Wrestling Inc. Daily. He said, there are so many guys in AEW. I'm not going to bring up any names, but there were guys that were flown in to do nothing. It was a very good vibe, but since I've been around the back for 20 years, wrestlers are always unconfident, worried about their spot. I could feel that going on. Certainly not with a Bryan Danielson or a Hangman Page, but there is just a lot of people. I think you and I have both talked about the sheer amount of bodies within AEW and the concern that you don't want to flood that roster much more, because then nobody's going to get real chance to shine and grow if there's too many, because it's going to go the way that WWE went a few years ago when they hired hundreds and hundreds of wrestlers, and now we're going through a process of those wrestlers being trimmed down. And I'd hate for AEW to go through something similar there if that is the case. It's been reported this morning that WWE Hall of Famer Tammy Sitch has been arrested. It was yesterday that she was arrested in New Jersey on 3 charges. 2 third-degree weapons charges plus 1 fourth-degree charge of making terroristic threats. Sitch was taken to Monmouth County, New Jersey jail after being arrested in Keensburg, New Jersey. If convicted on all 3 counts, Sitch faces the possibility of spending 11 years in prison. Tammy Sitch has been in and out of prison for some time now. It was back in 2018. She spent 8 months in prison on DUI charges. Most recent prison term ended last June. She was released by court order after serving time for operating a motor vehicle during a second license suspension, also eluding a police officer and contempt and violation of a domestic violence restraining order. And once again, she finds herself in custody and possibly facing another 11 years in prison. Of course, when we know more about this story, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com. A top SmackDown star is missing out on the Royal Rumble. We know that Drew McIntyre is currently on the bench. Shinsuke Nakamura has an injured hand as well. Sasha Banks looks like she won't be part of the Rumble. And also Xavier Woods now is going to be on the bench during the Rumble. So he was on Attack of the Show on G4 last night, and he revealed that he is currently out of action due to suffering a torn plantaris. So a plantaris injury is commonly known as tennis leg. it's a tear or a rupture of the muscle in the back of the leg. And he's expected to be out of action for the next 4 to 6 weeks. Woods said he suffered the injury coming off a springboard DDT. It's a move he's done multiple times, just a freak injury coming from that. A maximum of 6 weeks, a minimum of 4, means that it's unlikely that we're going to see Xavier Woods as part of the 2022 Royal Rumble this year. Tommy Dreamer on Busted Open Radio talked about William Regal's departure from WWE. I bring this up because it was in this conversation that Dreamer extended an invitation for William Regal to join Impact when he's ready. Dreamer said, if you look at management, let's say the New York Giants, their GM, Dave Gettleman, is retiring. And there goes the head coach, Joe Judge. He picked up and everyone associated with that person. Triple H is no longer in charge and everyone associated with him is gone. Regal felt a part of that. The moment I heard, I shot him a text saying, hey, if you want to be a commentator at Impact or a general manager figure, just let me know. He will have something when he chooses to. I think I mentioned this in the video that we put out the other day about William Regal, about the idea of him working a lighter, brighter schedule with younger talent at Impact Wrestling. I think it suits him down to the ground, personally. Staying with Impact, last night, Deonna Purrazzo became a double champion once again. She retained her Reina de Reyes championship against Roxy, and in beating Roxy, became the ROH Women's Champion as well. After the match, the Ring of Honor Invaders, Mike and Maria Kanellis, Matt Taven, PCO and Vincent, all beat down multiple Impact stars to end the show. The ROH invasion storyline rumbles on. Next week on Impact, Jonathan Gresham is defending the ROH Championship against Steve Maclin, a contest that Gresham insists is fought under pure wrestling rules. Also next week, we will see Charlie Haas making his Impact Wrestling debut facing Josh Alexander. Charlie Haas appeared last night on Impact Wrestling looking better than ever and ready to throw down against Josh Alexander. And that is a match that you will see along with me next week. And looking ahead to the next set of Impact Wrestling tapings, New Japan Pro Wrestling's Gorillas of Destiny, Tama Tonga and Tangaloa, are making their Impact Wrestling debuts there. They're going to be part of the January 21st and 22nd TV tapings in Pembroke Pines, Florida. The announcement of Tonga and Loa being part of Impact Wrestling comes just shortly after the announcement of Jay White, fellow Bullet Club member, who's also making a return to Impact at the same time. We don't know whether or not we're going to see any interaction between G.O.D., Jay White, and former Bullet Club members Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows, but it seems like an opportunity not to be missed to get all those lads together again. The Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review returns tomorrow. We've had well over a month off because of Christmas and New Year's and all of that jazz. But Matthew, Greg and I are back on the road to watching every episode of SmackDown ever. And we are on our way to No Way Out 2001. WrestleMania X7 is ahead of us. You can just about see it on the event horizon. And we're getting there 1 week at a time, on Matthew, Greg and I. And join us tomorrow to continue that journey as well. Also tomorrow, in a Cultaholic Wrestling podcast extra, I am in conversation with the voice of Ohio Valley Wrestling. I'm talking Brian Kennison. And Brian and I are going to have a chat about the Nightmare Rumble. OVW show coming up on Saturday night. You can hear that on the podcast feed tomorrow. And then on Sunday, it's an extra episode of Desert Island Graps this week. And this is one that meant a lot to me. This is somebody who has made amazing music. He's gravitated and moved on towards the world of movies. And he's just a massive wrestling fan as well. We welcome Scroobius Pip onto Cultaholic Island to choose 3 wrestling matches that he would watch while stranded there. We also talk about his love of professional wrestling, his forays into the music world, and his growing acting chops as well. Scroobius Pip on Desert Island Graps this Sunday. I will speak to you. Well, I'm off next week. I've got a whole week off, so we'll have no news podcasts next week. You will have a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps on Wednesday, featuring star of AEW Dark and the Monster Factory, Gabby Ortiz. She's going to be on Wednesday. You'll hear that then. But then no news podcasts, and it'll all get back to normal the following week. So I guess I'll speak to you when I speak to you. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.